Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, the 122nd National Farmers Union Convention was held in Scottsdale, Arizona this week. And now that it has come to a close, I had the opportunity to catch up with AFR President Scott Blubaugh to talk about a couple of highlights from the event.
We have a very robust debate on policy for a couple of days. And at the end of the day, it's a democratic process and the majority rules and they set the new policy for the year. So some of the things that were highly debated and talked about was the 50-14 cattle market rule with the cash market. That was one of the big issues. Water rights and the use of water was a big issue. And then payment limitations on crop insurance was another big issue out there. So those were some of the big things. And then I did have a meeting with Secretary Vilsack as well. You know, I'm really excited to hear his announcement on the final rule on the USA label and that those cattle that are labeled with the USA product must be bred, born, raised, and processed in the United States in order to earn that label. And if you remember, Casey, that was what we did in Oklahoma a couple years ago when we created the Oklahoma Certified Beef Act. Great to have this new rule in place so that our consumers know where their food comes from. They want to know where it comes from. And there was some fraud going on with that program to where they were importing beef in here from outside the United States and then labeling it a product of the USA.
To hear my complete conversation with AFR's Scott Blubaugh, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the 2024 Oklahoma Youth Expo Ag Mechanics Show is this weekend in Oklahoma City at the fairgrounds. Ag Mechanic exhibitors will be moving in on Friday with a contest to be held on Saturday morning. Scott Eisenhower with P&K Equipment talks about why they're so invested in the Ag Mechanic sponsorship.
You know, we have 20 locations, so we've got a lot of service technicians taking care of our customers and their equipment across our trade territory. And so we're always looking for young people that want to get into that trade of being a technician. And certainly in today's technologically advanced world, you know, training of those young people, and they have to have some good skills and abilities.
Absolutely.
Not only mechanical skills, being able to fix things with their hands, but also, you know, technical skills of being able to use computer diagnostic software and some of those types of things. So we're always looking for those types of kids.
Once again, Ag Mechanics Contest kicks off Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning at the Pavilion at OYE. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Wednesday, March the 27th, featuring Meyer Beef and Grain, LLC. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in O'Keene, Oklahoma, including a 2021 John Deere self-propelled sprayer, a 2019 Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrower, a 2014 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, and much, much more. No reserves, and all items are lien-free, so register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.